PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
I think we are live. It's a good start. Welcome to the Worst Golf Podcast. Everybody wants to be the best. We strive to be the worst. When a bad take is necessary, we'll be here to share it with you. I'm your host, JB, and with me is Morgan. She'll spend most of her time off camera, yet she'll be here to keep me in line with all those buttons. She's actually got a new camera pointed at her, too.
I do.
Before we get started, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, like it, and hit the little bell. It means a lot. It helps us. Helps us way more than you know, but if we feel a little out of place this week, it's because the last 24 hours for me have been nuts, haven't they?
Yeah, you've had a bit of travel.
So, the Mizuno thingies down there, well, stay tuned. We're giving one of those away. I'm already all off. This is the worst. So
travel.
Yeah, so I was in Roanoke, Virginia over the last few days at the Titleist experience we did over TSR Drivers and Fairway Woods, and Ballyhack was like just amazing again.
The pictures are always just,
and they don't even do it justice. The ups and downs and everything else, it's just amazing. But you might have outdone yourself with the food with this one.
Yeah, I kind of gave myself one of those self high fives in the thread. I was pretty proud. Yeah, I was pretty proud of that one.
As I hit my microphone, of course, why wouldn't I? But, you know, we told everybody what was coming. And on night one, we had a good Italian meal, really good food, private room. They got kind of a meet and greet. They got all their equipment and everything. And the second night, we told everybody a clam bake was coming.
Yeah, because that's what we scheduled, a clam bake.
Yeah, what we didn't tell everybody is that we were going to have a bunch of lobsters put on the plate.
Which, by the way, thank goodness I wasn't there for that, because I know I'm going to get backlash for this. I hate lobster.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That should tell you shouldn't trust anything she ever says. But we had lobsters brought in, and you can see the pictures on the THB forum, but absolutely divine meal, just fantastic. And the staff took care of us like no other. However, yesterday during my round, which was not a great round, by the way, neither round were, that goes back to our last episode of when the wheels fall off. But yesterday started out pretty good. I should say that I was even through four and then not even anymore. I didn't drink a lot on the course. I don't mean alcohol. I mean water.
Right, which is unlike you. You're usually really good about that.
I usually have a liquid IV and a couple of bottles of water or Gatorade or something like that. And I just didn't. I don't know what there was no real reason. It was there. They have it in the cart for you. If you need something, you can ask your four caddy and they'll call it in for you. But I didn't. And I'm driving home last night and my legs started cramping.
Yeah, you told me. You're like, my legs are cramping bad.
Yeah, so I only made it a couple hours. Stayed in the hotel room last night, and what I did was do what I should do. Drink a lot of water and two liquid IVs, which...
Maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. A lot of people get sick from that stuff. I didn't. They don't say why you shouldn't drink. I believe you'll have just a complete blowout, you know? But I didn't. I was okay.
Oh, my goodness. But
I woke up at 12:30 to pee. At 2 o'clock to use the bathroom again, and then at 3:30, and I said, you know what, I'm out, let's just go. I still have, you know, almost 7 hours of driving to do. So I get in the car and I start driving, and 1 hour in, I'm like tapping my leg like I had to use the bathroom again. And I'm one of those guys, like, I have to use the bathroom, and to occupy my time, I'll drink more liquids.
Yeah, you do that in the car all the time. We'll take long trips and you'll say, oh man, I really got to stop so that I can pee. And then the next thing I know, you just downed like an entire coffee or something. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I did that. I don't know. And then I did it again at hour three. And then I thought I was going to make it home. And I sent you a message. No, I said, chance. I'll be home in a couple hours. And nope, had to stop one more time.
There was no chance. I said that to you too.
No cramping, legs feel great. Which is good. We're here.
Yes.
Some people asked why we weren't live the last couple of weeks. And, this is,
I'm gonna go widescreen for this one so we can share this.
Yeah, so this is beyond horrible, but our internet kept clicking off. Every 5 minutes it would just go out.
It was awful. Like, literally, you like load a page and it would work, and then you'd go again, nothing. It just wouldn't work. And then, of course, you know, we live stream everything. Like, not live stream everything, but like everything that we do is internet. Like, we are TVs, like, streaming now. We cut the cord, like, we literally couldn't do anything.
No, we couldn't do anything. There's some lights in this room that we're in right now that run off Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. And then you went out of town, and or you weren't out of town, but you were at Mizuno.
Yes.
So you were
at TPC Sawgrass, and I actually stayed at the hotel over there.
Yes, exactly. So I got to stay back here, internetless.
Is that a word?
I don't know, but it sounded right, so I was going with it.
Yeah.
And had to deal with the switch because we were like, that's it.
Yeah. So we get the switch. We switch to AT&T, the fiber optic, and get really fast speeds. But of course, while they're here, she's sending me a picture because the construction they had to do on our house left it in disarray. And now there's a claims person calling us. And somebody just said, does Florida have fiber optic yet? What? They live in freaking Wisconsin.
Of course. Like,
you want to talk back technology.
It was actually already here. Like, they already had like all the wires or whatever.
I'm sure his home phone is dialing this call right now.
But here's the best part. So they show up at reasonable time. I think they gave us like an 8 to 10 window, something like that. They showed up at like 9.
And we still have Xfinity technically.
Yes, we do.
We have both right now.
But they show up and I was like, okay, great. You know, they show up at 9, no problem. And like 3 hours go by. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? I know that we already have it here. And all I hear for 3 hours is just drilling, 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 drilling. So finally, after 3 hours, he comes in and he's like, okay, ma'am, well, the good news is that I have the box installed. However, there's an outage and I can't actually get your internet working for 4 hours when somebody else will come back. I was like, wait, what? He's like, oh, and by the way, when I was drilling, I knocked off some of your hardy board siding on the side of your house. So you're going to have to file a claim. I'm like, wait, what?
And we have this claim person who keeps calling and leaving a voicemail and you cannot understand a word she says. She reads off an email address that makes no sense.
No, I can't.
I think there's a symbol in there somewhere.
And it's either a C or a 7 or a, I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when the guy finally did come back, the second person, he was outside for 4 hours before he even came in the house to get it connected. And the whole time I was listening, because that's what I do. I'm listening through the window and I just keep hearing him say, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. It was a disaster.
Anyhow. Yeah. Tough couple of weeks. You know what wasn't tough though? My football picks this week.
Oh, geez.
I got to give myself a self-five high for that.
Yeah.
Went off the reservation, led our league, won. What's my prize?
Arrow?
He is sitting right next to us.
Yeah. That was actually so funny too, because you said to you, like, I'm picking just off the wall, crazy, random. It's either going to be amazing or I'm going to be in last place.
Yeah. No, I knew it was going to be amazing.
Well, and then there were four people. I think it was four. Who all had 12 picks.
But so they didn't get the tiebreaker.
Nobody got the tiebreaker. You didn't get that either.
I was the closest without going over.
No, you were not the closest. Yeah. I put it into a random...
She's telling stories.
I put it into a random number generator. And that's how you came out. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Did he seriously just win? Yep. And I actually sat there for a second. I was like, should I do it again? Like, he can't really win. But I was like,
I want my prize. I'm going to plant it right here for everybody to see every single week. Along with my GOAT championship ring that they can't see, actually.
I'll make you like a Fusilli Josh.
Our Seinfeld references might not hit home with this crowd.
Maybe not. Sorry.
But, you know, I was thinking about sports picks, and the President's Cup is going on. About to be going on. Soon to be going on. Is going on. And I know it's a controversial President's Cup because they're missing a bunch of guys like DJ and Bryson and Brooks and stuff like that. And the international team is... like raped and pillaged. Maybe raped isn't the right word. Just pillaged, we'll go with. But, you know, these guys are all on both sides, the best golfers in the world. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, minus the live guys that aren't playing. And it could still go any other way. But you look at the odds for this thing and it's like, there's no chance of the U.S. losing. And I'm not so sure. But it's going to be fun to watch. I like team golf. I like playing in team golf, watching team golf and everything else. And if anybody's tuning in, we have a good thread on it this week on the forum that you can jump into and enjoy. But we were talking about technology.
Well, yeah, because I was going to segue because I was like, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not really paying that much attention to the President's Cup, which it should be.
More me talking normally.
Well, yeah, actually, for a minute, I was like, what is he talking about? But then I heard you say President's Cup and I was like, okay, I know where we're going with this. And that kind of does segue a little bit into my distaste for technology, too.
Yeah, you're a Luddite.
Right.
So I come down the stairs because what people don't realize is we work together and live together, but we don't see each other during the day. We're both really, really busy.
And we work on different floors.
Yeah. So I come down the stair. I text you and I say, you're such a Luddite. And I come down the stairs and I walk into her office and she says, what's a Luddite?
I thought it was a typo.
It is not. It is a person. Well, it doesn't directly mean that, but it's kind of a catch-all now for a person who hates technology. And you are that person.
Yes. I mean, I love it, but
no,
I just...
No, you don't.
No, I'm...
You don't.
I like being able to look stuff up in the car when we're driving.
Okay.
How many times do I do that? I'm like, let's look it up.
You do that quite a bit. Yeah, we got this.
No, not Lucite. Not Lucite.
Luddite.
Luddite. Luddite.
Yeah. It's your word of the day, Cody. We got this new camera that's on me, and I'm curious because the last episode was recorded and we know the quality was pretty high. Is it as high right now live, or is it still a little off because we're using StreamYard, our live stream system, to send it out to different places? And we may be looking at an alternative if this isn't as crystal clear as we hope it is.
Yes, that's for those
but
who are watching.
But we actually added another Blackmagic and throw that one on you.
That's on me here.
Morgan as well. With the new lighting from Bobby. A shout out to Bobby again.
Yes, shout out to Bobby. He's still amazing.
Yeah, he kind of fixed this room up, and we're gonna probably end up changing the setup in here, but not the lighting.
The lighting. Although we'll probably have to bring him back in once we change everything.
Yeah. So, but yes, you are a Luddite. But we did add some new cameras. We got all that going on, and we got new phones.
Do you think part of that is just because I, in general, have a resistance to change?
Yes.
I mean, if I make the change, it's fine. But if anything else makes the change.
You're pretty self-sufficient in all facets of life.
Yes.
Unless it comes to technology where you want to be shown how to do everything.
Yes.
You don't want to
change. No, I don't have the patience. Well, because first of all, half the time, if you're trying to look something up on technology, they're talking in a language I don't already understand. And I'm not going to go Google words to try to figure out what they're saying. So I'm just like, screw it. I don't care.
I can get down with that. Well, we got the new phones. You have a new case on yours. Pretty good. This case right here is horrible. I'll be getting a different
one. I'm switching because look how pretty my case is. Can you guys see? And I know nobody cares, but it matches my nails.
Yeah, nobody here cares.
I care. All right.
And if anybody in the comments says they care, they're lying.
It's beautiful. It's purple. It's so pretty.
I did get some backlash for my...
Rightfully so.
I
still am sorry, by the way. I just need to apologize again for whatever nonsense you said at the end of the episode.
I said
Don't.
I didn't mean it. It's just bad decision making, except for our guy Debo, who works for Samsung. Therefore, he's obviously not going to carry an iPhone, but I'm still not going to see the green text. It's not going to come through on the computer. It's just not going to work.
No.
But we did get quite a bit of backlash on that on social. I even got a pretty angry private message from someone saying that they make correct life choices and therefore I am just a disturbed individual. I was like, okay, I can get down with that.
Whatever.
It's pretty jacked up in this head. You have a little, he had a get off his lawn segment going on right there. You have one yourself, don't you?
I do. Yes. All right. Okay.
I would change the light to red, but I don't know how to do it right now with the new phone.
Didn't you just do it?
It's a little messed up.
That's fine. Okay. So I was brought up in a house where I was taught manners. So it was very important, please and thank you. You know, no elbows.
Oh, there it is. Nailed it.
Much better. No elbows on the table when you're eating. Chew with your mouth closed. All those simple things you're like most people were taught. And another thing that I was always, and eye contact was always a big one too. But a big thing was when you get up from the table, whatever the table is, you push your chair in. Why can't people push their chair in? Why is this so hard?
It's probably the person's job who carries the Samsung.
It's just so rude. Push your chair in.
No, it
drives me crazy.
I actually agree with that quite a bit.
We were somewhere, I can't remember, like everybody got up and walked away and just left their chairs.
We stopped at that coffee shop in Jacksonville.
It's just rude. It's just push your chair in. It literally takes 2 seconds.
People need to do that. Yeah. They need to do that more. It's kind of like saying thank you when somebody lets you in on the road and things like that.
Yes. Like thank you. How hard is that?
Put you back to green. That wasn't hard either because I nailed it again.
So that's my get off my lawn segment. Push your chairs in, people. It's not that hard.
It really isn't. And people really should do that.
Yes.
It's something simple.
It's such a simple little thing, but it means so much. It's these little things about manners. Oh, my phone keeps saying spam risk. By the way, this is another get off my lawn.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Ever since we switched phones, I'm getting like 7-8 spam calls a day now.
Well, blame AT&T. It's probably that claims lady who won't call us back.
Won't call us back. Exactly. All right. Go ahead.
So the last couple weeks, we've done recorded shows because of our shitty internet during that time. Thanks, Xfinity, for that. But we also had a couple of events, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about them, but we did TPC Sawgrass, absolutely beautiful place. Tomorrow, Mizuno is launching 923. I know, it's crazy, on 923. Imagine that.
No way.
And we'll have a full article on that, and our guys can start giving you some information because they've been playing them, and they got them early. And then this past week, we were at Ballyhack, as I mentioned, with Titleist and TSR, and people can start sharing information on that. We love that you guys can share info to peers. And isn't that really what it's all about? I mean, it's not why we do the events, but...
But I think that it's a big part of it, and I think that it's special.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, people always ask, why do you do the events? And I do them for a lot of reasons, and where they came from. I think I've shared this before probably a dozen times, but I'm old and I forget things now. But we started the events because it's harder to be an asshole to somebody if you want online, because the online is a cesspool now, but if you want to meet them,
right.
And it's harder to be an ass if you want to meet somebody at that. And I think that's important. And we treat people better on our forum. And I hear that at every event we go to, when companies might have a new person there. For instance, Jacqueline from Titleist, who'd never been to a THP event and is new to Titleist in this role, less than a year. She came from TaylorMade previously, and she came on our forum, and she's like, everybody's nicer to each other, except me. But
No, but it's true. And it's also, I think that sometimes going to an event changes how you post on the forum as well, because sometimes you don't really know. And then
it could be,
you know, you come out of your shelf. Wow.
It's been a long couple of days, people.
I won't even get into the story of why I'm only on 3 hours of sleep tonight.
No, that's for another day. But yeah, it is. And we do these, and we want each one of them to be special. And if anybody's followed the events this year, they know they are. And they're over the top. And whatever happens behind the scenes, we never want that shown from the planning standpoint. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we're having trouble with one right now, and it's going to, when it comes time to the actual event, it's going to be flawless.
It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Just the way it is. Yeah. You know, they were supposed to call you today and didn't.
Well, that's when my phone rang. I figure for sure that's what it was. I'm going to have more gray hair after.
Yeah. But we want them to be perfect. And one of the things that's unique to it is when we get to hand out equipment at events, and every event has some sort of equipment tie-in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Know, whether it's a full bag of clubs to a putter to just golf balls, although that was a unique situation. It's always going to be something equipment related, because we want something out of it too. And if usually that's the data that comes from you guys posting and talking about it. And I don't mean taking that data and selling it off. I mean, it helps search engine optimization and things like that. And I'm getting deep into the weeds, and I won't spend too much time on this, but I know some people like hearing about it. But, you know, if you go to an event and you get equipment, we want you, and frankly expect you, to review it or talk about it afterward. And that's what matters. But that's not why I started bringing this up. I started bringing it up because for the last couple, we've handed out some pretty darn nice equipment.
Some amazing stuff.
And, you know, going back, Christ, can you believe we're coming up on 15 years we've been doing this?
I know.
Yeah, Jesus.
I know. It's mind-blowing.
I still get packages every week of some sort. And every time I get a package, I get the same expression. I get excited because, frankly, I love golf equipment.
You do?
And I get to experience that on the other side, which is watching other people get golf equipment.
Yeah, it's that whole... Better to
slow down, Neil, with his elderly comment. Slow down.
But, you know, give than to
actually, it's true.
Give than to receive, you know?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we did a dinner at TPC Sawgrass in the chairman's boardroom. And we had sets of irons and wedges behind each seat where the people were going to sit down. And myself, Chris, and Walker from Mizuno were setting it up. And Walker had never been to an event like this before. And he said to me, he's like, think about it. You get to go play one of probably the most iconic hole in all of golf.
Live stream was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, other than the wind.
Well, yeah.
And when you arrive to do that, you are handed equipment from the people who made it.
Yeah.
And bring it to market.
It's surreal.
You do take a step back, and I know we do a lot of cool shit, and that's why some things get, you know, overlooked, and you know, they don't sound as cool as others. Like we just gave away two free trips to Chicago, and people are like, ah, oh, there's not a lot of equipment involved in that one, or golf. And I'm just like, you're getting a free trip to Chicago, an amazing steak dinner, by the way, that we just booked, and to meet the people behind Titleist Golf Balls. That's pretty awesome.
And visit a club champion.
Yeah. Headquarters.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make light of that. It's going to be amazing, but we do that, but the smiles on people's faces when they get to tear into that like it's Christmas means something to both of us.
It does.
And, you know, I know the camera's just on me, but it means something to both of us, and it's not going to go away. And it's something that I hope you guys appreciate as much as we do. And I'm not saying that because we want a big, oh, thank you. That's not why we're talking about this. It was just something that I noticed over the last 2 weeks, kind of going through it. And I know you've seen it and deal with it on the back end all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Always, you know, for me, it's when I read the recaps after.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody kind of just shares their thoughts, and they go person by person and day by day. And it's special.
It is. And I don't know what to say about it other than, you know, when I'm sitting back at dinner and we're done setting up and the guys finally come in, because we usually get there about 30 minutes early to set up the room. And the guys finally come in and they see the equipment just sitting there behind it, and they don't know if they're supposed to like rip it open right then, or they wait and meet people for like what's there's no protocol. We don't know.
They should just do like you do and open it like a bear.
As they should. Yeah. I know I would.
I know.
In fact, when we cut them open, I started to do that, and Josh Talge's like, no, let's grab a butter knife and cut it open nice. I was like,
I knew I liked him.
Open it like a bear. But, you know, it is nice. And as we're going through this year is stacked late with our events.
Yeah.
We were talking about how I packed for the last one, where I packed for Roanoke correctly, but going in, I didn't even think.
No, you were like,
and
why
I said,
I
only brought one pair of pants. What if it's colder? Turns out it was in the mid 80s.
Yes, I think you're fine.
But I had my bucket hat, which is important.
Yes. That was quite the segue.
It is.
Yeah.
But we're getting into beanie season now in some of these
locations. I love beanies. Oh my goodness. This is the thing. Okay. So as much as I love.
Put it on you so I can take another sip.
Okay. So as much as I love the fact that we are back in Florida, because while Nashville was absolutely amazing, I'm just a Florida girl at heart. Just everything that I know, it's what's comfortable for me. I really am going to miss the change of seasons. And I'm really going to miss beanies, because I had just started to accumulate a little collection of them, and I loved them in my hoodies. And anyhow, go ahead.
So I've been wearing a bucket hat.
Yes.
You know what?
And
I've
I'm
been
so
playing.
Glad that you are.
Yeah, because we have a friend, and he got half his ear cut off because he had skin cancer.
Yeah.
And so I've been switching to the bucket hat. I doesn't bother me. It's kind of nice. It keeps the neck cool and the ears cool. I kind of like it. But I'm
especially
going back
with
to
your sports clip.
Yeah, it's starting to come back.
It is definitely coming back.
But I'm going back to Ballyhack in November for some content filming, and it's going to be beanie weather.
Yes, it's definitely going to be beanie weather.
You have a recipe this week that I kind of like this one.
Yes, actually I do. And I'm still currently eating the leftovers. So this one is, how do I put this? Okay. It's called Bubble Up Lasagna Casserole. It's not lasagna, but it has.
No, it's not lasagna at all.
You haven't even eaten it yet.
But I've seen it.
I don't even think I sent you a picture. Whatever. Anyway, I think that it has all the components of it. So it has like the essence of a lasagna, but it's way easier to make. I mean, way easier. And it still tastes delicious. So instead of using noodles, this is going to sound super weird, but if you've ever seen, first of all, if you've ever gone to the website Emily Bites, she's a fantastic food blogger. And I like a lot of her little, actually she calls them bubble up. They're these bubble up casseroles. And she always uses biscuit dough, and you just cut up the biscuit dough, and it kind of takes the place of, or if you, there's like a chicken pot pie one, so it's like the top crust, or if for this one, it's kind of your noodles, so to speak. But you can use ground beef, you can use ground turkey, you could actually, I didn't put it in here, but you could really use ground sausage too. That would probably taste really good. And so you have all the components, because you have the ricotta, you'll have mozzarella cheese, you'll have your tomato sauce, you'll have your ground meat of whatever you want, and then vegetables. So whatever you want for that. So like her recipe called for mushrooms and spinach. I happen to have zucchini and fresh spinach. Hers was for...
Is bacon a vegetable? Did we discuss this?
No.
Okay.
We discussed this. It is not a vegetable. Actually, again, don't think bacon would taste good in this at all. But anyhow, it's just whatever vegetables you have, doesn't matter. But literally you just kind of like saute everything, throw it into a casserole dish and throw it in the oven. Like it's so easy rather than like layering everything. And then it's just so much easier. And I really think it tastes really good. Make 6 servings. I actually froze 2 and then portioned out 4. So I'll have it for later. But I'll get the recipe up on the website along with some pictures of the dish I just
made. It'll be up on the forum.
Yes, the forum. Sorry, the forum. But anyhow, yeah, I'll get that up for you guys. Hopefully you like it. I've really enjoyed it.
And they've liked the first few you've done.
Yeah. And then I am currently in the pumpkin recipe development stage. I'm trying to find
a gross.
I love pumpkin. It's fall. It's fall. You have to have pumpkin.
Okay.
So you like pumpkin spice lattes? The PSL.
Yeah.
You do.
I refuse to do business with that.
No, where did you just get one?
Dunkin'. I won't
was
go
it Dunkin'?
To, yeah, I won't go to the other place.
Oh, well, anyhow. I'm going to try to find a healthy pumpkin muffin recipe, but I want to see if I could even do it with like extra protein. So it would be like a protein pumpkin muffin recipe.
I bet you guys are thinking, ooh, that sounds delicious.
You don't have to use it. I'll give 2 options, but I think I'm going to do a little bit of pumpkin baking this week. So I'll let you guys know how that goes.
So for those that have been following along since the beginning, you'll see that right there, those Mizuno mini staff bags, they're pen holders, desk caddies. They used to be up top and you couldn't see them, but we've had them for a couple of years. They were in our tech studio. Then they kind of surrounded the launch monitor. Well, they were in such demand. And I remember the first time we put out a video and showed the GC Quad and had those there. People were like, I need one. I want one. And our event, Walker brought them for the group.
Yeah, sorry, real quick. So much hate on the pumpkin.
Well, it's because it's gross.
It's not. It's delicious. Go on.
But the new version looks like this. It actually looks way better than that one. These are awesome. We're going to give this one away after this show. Yeah, they look fantastic. They're really cool looking too. Can you grab one behind you and hold it up with a pen or something to kind of show the size?
Try. Hold on.
She will grab that. I know I kind of just took her out of frame. You see Arrow's ears there.
I'll put it up next to myself on her. Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Wow.
Wow. She just tried to hold that up. Here, give them to me and I'll just hold them up. So you can see they're about the same size as the iPhone 14 Pro. So you can kind of see that size. But they're awesome. And we're giving this one away. To win it, all you have to do is like the video and leave a comment. But it has to be after the show ends. And tell us what the worst segment is. You know, all of them.
All of them.
Probably a good one. We, outside this room, is an area of our home that is filled with, it's kind of like our football room, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. Which, it honestly, though, what is it really? It's Arrow's playroom.
Yeah. I some people would call it a man cave, but it's the two of us together. It's yes. Not, it's not really a man cave. And we both really like football.
Love it. Absolutely.
In fact, you much more than me in most cases.
Yeah. I mean, when you were out of town, I was up there watching by myself.
Yeah. So in that room, we have a lot of autographs, jerseys, helmets, things like that. And most of ours are a little different than most people think. You wouldn't find fill in the blank favorite player in there. Ours are movie people who have done sports movies. So, you know, to use an example, the movie Any Given Sunday had a character named Willie Beeman with Jamie Foxx, and we have the Jamie Foxx signed jersey and Laces Out Dan for your Dolphins love.
Did we talk about this on the first episode?
We talked about it with Adam Rank, where we mentioned the Willie Beeman thing. And then we have Roger Dorn from Major League, but we have an empty spot.
Yes. And it's an odd shape. Not shape, but the size is kind of very specific.
It can't hold a full-size jersey. It could hold an NBA jersey.
Yes.
But it can't hold a full-size jersey. And the white whale for me is the Tom Selleck signed Mr. Baseball jersey. But it doesn't exist.
No. And then we tried to find, was it Vince Carter, right? Because of
You like Vince Carter from the
Carter's Vince's Places. Vince's Places, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I like that.
If you guys watch the Peyton's Places, Vince Carter does one too. It's an excellent show.
Yeah.
But we need something in that spot, and we want to hear from you guys what we need. Sports, movie, signed.
Or TV. This could be TV or any kind of entertainment, right?
Yeah, but it has to be sports related.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
So sports, movie.
We have Roy Kent.
Yeah, we do have Roy Kent in there. Jesus Shuttlesworth would be a good one. Adam in the comments said Ray Allen signed Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey could possibly work. Denzel there could work too, but not as good as Jesus Shuttlesworth. I don't know if he would have signed something that said that other than just signing his name on the Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey. But yeah, so we want to hear from you guys. You can leave the comments here or you can leave them in the thread on the forum after the fact. And if you want to see pictures of what the room looks like, there is a sports memorabilia thread and a man cave thread. And they all our stuff is in there. We have a couple of current players. Chris Godwin is in there. Mm-hmm. Not because we're huge Chris Godwin fans. He did something last year that was pretty moving. It brought you to tears.
Yeah. Yeah. He just seems like a good person.
There was a person, a young child who was very ill. And the Buccaneers organization in the NFL, I think it was through Make-A-Wish, but I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was through
His
Make-A-Wish.
His favorite player brought was Tom Brady, and he brought him to a Bucs fan. And he was in remission, I believe. And he was holding up a sign saying that Tom Brady helped me beat cancer.
Yeah, beat brain cancer.
Brady hadn't seen it. Chris Godwin did. And like in the middle of the game, grabbed Brady to go show him.
I'm gonna cry
sign.
Just even hearing the story. It makes
it
me...
it was pretty awesome. I love the Ebby Calvin LaLouche thing. Bull Durham is a fantastic movie.
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, when it comes to movie quotes, she's not the person who's gonna help a lot here.
No, definitely not.
And Shia LaBeouf, that's a pretty good movie, but he's a crazy person, so I'm not sure I could do that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can have that in my house. Sorry.
Yeah, he's pretty nuts, but we want to hear from you guys. Neil Javins just wrote a ping pong paddle signed by Christopher Walken. And you know what's funny? We tried that.
We totally
I
tried that.
I always make fun of her and say that movie's great. And she says it's the worst movie ever made.
It's truly horrible.
But she's also a big Christopher Walken fan.
Who
so,
isn't? He's amazing.
I would totally go for the Christopher Walken ping pong paddle. Neil is correct. In fact, that might be how we have to go. We might have to find that.
Can we
track him down?
Who?
Christopher Walken.
I mean, I'm not really into the whole stalker thing, but...
you have a back in the day story.
Yes. Okay. So
throw this one on you.
Okay.
We got a new nice camera there.
That's true. I wonder if that's like shouldn't be there. I know.
That's your new glass.
For the people who are listening, I have this giant water thing here, like a tumbler. And it's kind of right in the frame, and I wasn't sure if I should move it or not, but I digress. So I'm walking Arrow the other day and I see this kid riding his bike to school and he's talking on his cell phone while he's riding his bike. And I just sat there and in my head, I was like, back in my day, we didn't have cell phones. If you wanted to talk to your friend on the like, a bike that was near you or something like that, you used walkie talkies and you had to be like within 10 feet of each other. Like, it's not like they had range. There was no cell phones. It was just walkie talkies. And then.
Yeah. While you had walkie talkies, I had two cans and a string.
Yeah, that's true. And then there was somebody who we had this plumbing issue and a plumber came and we were talking about something and he was saying something about cell phones and flashlights. And I was like, cell phones didn't have flashlights when I was like when cell phones first came out, because like I remember when cell phones first came out and I said something about the year that I graduated college and he said I was 5 and I was like, oh my God, I'm so old. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. So old.
So old.
When I was at the course last week, we were talking about crazy range stories and not a great segue, but you and I started talking about some crazy stories.
Yes.
On the range. I have a lot of them, but one of them in particular was one of the first events we ever did. Guys were hitting on the range. We had a bunch of demo equipment out. I mean, our experiences weren't as refined, I'll call them as they are now. It's literally just a bunch of dudes playing golf, and we just happened to have a lot of golf equipment. But during the time, because the range was a wide open space, the general manager from the club comes out and he's like, "Sir, yeah, what can I help you with? Can you ask your guys to aim further left because they're hitting them into the parking lot?"
Yeah, I remember
as our
that.
Guys were peeling off slice after slice. But you have one as well.
Yes. I remember, I don't remember the range that we were at, but I was at the range, and this is back when I played, and I was just hitting balls.
Over 10 years ago.
Long time ago. Yes. Back in my day. And and I was, I don't even know how I did this, but I went to go hit the ball, and somehow I hit the ball, but it went back and then hit like the mound of balls, you know? And then one of those balls.
That is the technical term, by the way, mound of balls.
Yes, right? I don't know what you call it. Bounced up and hit me in the backside. And I still to this day have no idea how
I did
that.
You've actually been hit on the course at one of our events.
Yes, I have. And it hurt like hell.
Yeah, you got
it. I had a bruise like this big on my inner thigh and I went down. Yeah. I was standing behind a table and I thought I would be fine. And I stepped away for like 2 seconds because I couldn't see something. And boom, I got hit with that ball and I went down.
Yeah, we were at Hammock Beach and we were doing a par 3 contest closest to the pin. But because it was a driver event, you had to hit your driver. And you had a table behind the green.
Was it Hammock Beach?
Yes.
Or was it?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, because I really thought it was True Blue.
No, it was Hammock Beach. And somebody hit it, went up in the air, and it came right down and got you.
Yeah. And I remember you guys even saying, like, I think I could hear you guys saying, I think she's going to get hit. I think she's going to get hit. But by the time, like, you, like, actually process it in your head, you're already hit.
Yeah.
That
was tough. You had, like, the dimple marks from the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Thigh.
And then I turned, like, purple. Like, I was, like, all different kinds
of
weird
colors.
Yeah,
that was a bad
color.
One. I've been hit numerous times. But I haven't had a bad one.
No, you've had a lot of close calls where they've, like, whizzed by your head.
I had one a few years back that whizzed right. It went between the cart right by my head and, like, my life flashed in front of me. I actually had one out in California once where I was having a conversation about the distance you are apart from me.
Uh-huh.
And somebody hit a ball that bounced on a car path, and without missing a beat, I caught the ball. And this isn't, I'm not doing it as a subtle flex or anything.
Sure.
But the person was like, that I was talking to said, "What just happened?" I said, "What?" It's like it never even registered.
Right.
It was pretty crazy.
That is weird.
We talked about contests, not contest. I want to announce a really cool contest that we're going to do live next week. We are live next week, right? Yes, we're going to be live.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we are.
I was making sure you're here, but you are.
I am here.
You're here. Then you're just gone.
Yeah, I'll explain that trip coming up shortly.
Yeah.
We are giving away, it's really cool, guys. For those that talk about golf balls and ball fitting, we are going to give away a consultation with Michael Verska, the golf man on our forum, who is head of fitting and all kinds of stuff, designed golf balls in the past, pretty much everything in this industry when it comes to creation and fitting. You're going to get a consultation with him for a ball fitting, and then we're going to send you some golf balls out of the Callaway ball that he fits you into. So you are not going to want to miss next week's show.
Yes.
We'll make it easy to enter too, but it's going to be pretty darn cool. So you're going to get fit from Michael. You're going to get the golf balls, and then we're going to get your feedback afterward.
Plus, he's just fun to talk to.
He is. His knowledge is vast, is the best way I could say it.
Yes.
And he's a good friend, and he's helped me a lot, helped us a lot over the years with knowledge.
One thing I also appreciate is he, for lack of a better word, he dumbs it down.
Without making you feel like a Luddite.
Rude. But yeah, he does. He talks to you in a way that you can understand it, where he doesn't expect you to be like an industry insider who understands all of the lingo of everything.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited about that one, and we're excited to pick a winner who's going to get that. So you mentioned that I have this crazy stretch where I'm not going to be here, but this trip just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, probably didn't need to, but flying when you're going to THP experiences on my end, because I have equipment with me, is very hard.
Yeah. Well, and flying in general right now is just kind of terrible because there's so much cancellation.
Right. Well, and my time frame is tight usually.
Yeah.
So you know, for instance, if I'm going to the Morgan Cup, I might have a lot of golf bags with me or apparel and things like that. I can't fly with that. And I could ship it to the course, but then
shipping's a disaster too. And you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, just had an event with Callaway where his clubs didn't arrive in time through ShipSticks. So I have a trip. I'm going to Shaft Up with US Team EMEA at Dormy Club in West End, North Carolina. Excuse me, my nose is itching. These allergies are kicking my ass. And I'm there for a couple of days with a couple THPers, and Danny will fit them to new Rogue ST drivers with US Team EMEA shafts. We're going to play golf. We're going to eat well. Dormy Club's one of my favorite properties. I just really like it there. So I'm driving to that. It's about 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. The problem is 4 days later, I need to be in Chicago.
Yes.
Is it 4 days or 5 days? Might be 5 days.
Something like that. Yeah. I think it's 5 days.
So I can either drive back the day after here because we play golf that day.
Right.
And then catch a flight and fly up to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can just drive from West End to Chicago.
This is a 2-day drive for you.
Yeah. It's 12 hours. It'll be a 2-day drive. So I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see a couple of our partners and then meet up with the lucky winners from the golf ball experience that we're doing. But then I can't fly home, obviously, because of my car will be with me. So correct. I'm going straight from there to West Point, a lot of Wests.
I know.
West Point, Mississippi for the Morgan Cup.
Which is another 2, you could probably stretch that out to a 3-day drive.
I think it's only 12 hours.
Is it? Why did I think it was like 20?
No, it's not 20 hours.
Okay. I'm
and just then making stuff then up from then. There, after that event, I will drive home.
Yes.
And then we are leaving like 4 days after that to go to California.
That's adorable. We leave the next day.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
2 days later.
Really?
Yep. Okay. But we have to drop the dog off the night before.
Wonderful. So it's going to be roughly 17 to 19 days before I will sleep in my own bed. I'm not saying that for sympathy. Traveling doesn't really bother me other than missing my family. She probably thanks the Lord that I'm gone as much as I am. I know there are times she's like, God, can he fucking leave? Freaking leave already. Right?
I have nothing to
say. I plead the fifth on that one.
But
yeah, so it's going to be a long time, but we're excited about it. There's some really cool stuff coming with that. And we've announced some cool stuff coming already in 2023. So as we kind of go through these, we'll have more announcements with that.
When we said West, we're talking about the names of the cities, not the direction.
Oh, yes. Did somebody say?
Yeah, that? I said everything is west somebody of Florida.
THP moving to California. There is less than a 0% chance that would ever happen.
Oh, it's a California?
There's no chance.
No, absolutely not. Under no circumstances ever.
Yeah.
No.
There's less than 0% chance. In fact, we've talked about it years ago. And yes. We're just like, nope, not happening. Not for us. Love that people are out there. Love so many of our friends out there. Not for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, love the weather.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But like my sister just moved there. And after hearing some of the stuff she has to tell me, nope. No thank you.
Not for us.
No, if you can keep your $700 electric bill, I'm going to take a pass on that one. Thank you.
We just had our THP Limited series hit the website and sell out.
Yes. And I'm going to switch to both for this one.
Yeah. So,
because this is a nightmare for me.
Yeah, why don't you tell the story about all coincides with our internet with not being able to ship.
Yeah, that's right. Because they got delayed on shipping because I had no internet. So when I received the glasses, we actually had a couple that were broken and they were wrapped. They were in the box. Like you guys, the ones like the people who got them, you saw that like, you know, they had a box and the glasses were wrapped inside like a little styrofoam thing inside the box. And even those boxes were in a box with bubble wrap and a couple of them still broke. And so I was uber paranoid about shipping these. So I went and ordered more boxes and I got so much bubble wrap and I bubble wrapped the crap out of the box that I put in a box and then put more bubble wrap or packing paper in there and then taped it all up and sent them out. And I literally was holding my breath every time somebody received it, hoping that the glasses made it okay. Because
I just want to point out for those watching, this middle camera is terrible.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because it's the one that we haven't changed. And granted, it's a brand new camera too, but it's not like the Blackmagic ones we're using for the other stuff.
Yeah. But anyhow, it was an absolute nightmare and I was so scared the entire time. So it has been very refreshing to see you guys posting that you've received them and that they are arriving safely. And I hope that you all enjoyed them.
Someone said drop the dog off and they were laughing. That That's true. He goes, we don't bring him to a kennel or anything. If it were up to us, he'd probably travel with us, but he's too old to fly.
Yeah. And honestly,
I mean, he's literally right here. You can kind of see his back right here.
Yeah. He is 15. He takes medicine 3 times a day. He has to wear a diaper at night. I mean, he's a lot, but he's my baby.
Yes, he is. Finally, I wanted to mention that we did just come from Ballyhack, and we've talked about Dormy Network in the past. And we're not sponsored by them. We are members, just like anybody else.
We pay them.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say the amount, but we got a bill from them. And
I texted him. It was
budgeted. So we knew that it was coming. But when you get a bill and the bill is tens of thousands, and I'm tens of thousands, plural, for, you know, a couple of things, you scratch your head like maybe those Samsung people are onto something and we don't make good decisions. But
no, we do. And I'm super, super grateful.
I want to explain why I'm messing.
Arrow wears a diaper at night.
What?
Somebody asked who. It's Arrow. I'm not talking about Josh.
Yeah. I got probably a couple more years. Oh, it sounds delightful. I'm going to be honest. Not having to get up, just, I'll let it go. Yeah. Sounds delightful.
Oh, geez.
We're working with somebody on a different event that's not a Dormy Network event. And we're talking to a food person. Well, trying to. She doesn't return phone calls. We're talking to a lodging person. We're talking to a golf person. We're talking to a GM. And we're talking to somebody else and trying to tie that all together. And when we're working with Dormy, we talk to the head pro, the concierge, and the chef. And our concierge can deal with most of it on his own and help plan us, or at least communicate with them what we're trying to do.
Right. There really is just one point of contact to start with. And then if there's anything extra that we need, they'll point us in the right direction, but they stay included the entire time so that there's no lost.
Right.
You know, there's nothing lost in translation. There's no confusion of any kind.
The people who were at the budget championship with Bag Boy at Dormy met John. A lot of them did, and his lovely wife. And they are the reason we were able to plan what we plan. And at Ballyhack, it's a person named Andrew who helps us as well.
He's so organized. I know.
And then
so
Matt
much.
Is the head pro at Ballyhack, who kind of moved us around so we didn't have to play behind this wine and golf cup. God, I now know what it's like to play behind TH Piers in the Morton
you
Cup.
You sent that message
Holy
to me.
Holy shit, it was slow. Like, these guys were grinding over 2 footers. Like, Dax is going to not give putts, I can tell. But, you know, these guys make everything easier at a price. I mean, we're paying for that stuff.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. And anybody who's experienced our events there this year has said the same thing. So I just wanted to talk. I wanted to mention how nice it is to work with them when I'm dealing with the shit that we're dealing with the other one. TPC Sawgrass wasn't that bad. Communication was quick, but no, it was still dealing with 4 different people.
Yes. Well, but it's the one person, the Natasha, shout out to her. She was fantastic. She was great to deal with. But even like their process of doing things is very strange. And I still got passed off to other people.
Yeah, it is very strange because, you know, we had a dinner off site. That was somebody, you know, you could have technically maybe walked to it. It was a mile away, mile and a half. I wouldn't have done that, obviously. I'm not walking to that. But they had a shuttle service from the hotel, and you have a shuttle service from the hotel to the course because it's on property. But I did see something while I was at the course.
What?
Chris and Walker and I did.
What?
And I'm sure it's a common occurrence, but it wasn't to us, and we wanted to know what it was for.
So I wondered if
the
chairman
of Augusta National arrived when we arrived at the hotel next to the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned I wasn't really going to talk live golf on this podcast ever, but I'm going to talk about it. So I even have some spy picks because maybe I'm a spy.
Are you?
God help us never. They're the worst in every facet of everything. They're the worst. I see Dean is in the chat. He knows what I'm talking about. But we saw Mr. Ridley there get out. And first, Chris says to me, is that him? And I said, I think so. And he's like, oh, it is. And then I started second guessing. And then he pulls out his luggage and it's got the Augusta National bag tag.
Right.
I'm like, okay, yeah, that's him. And he says to us, you love my ride from Hertz? I was ready to offer him my ride for free if I can play their golf course. But we're wondering what's happening.
I don't know. I just know that you immediately called me. You're like, you will not believe what I just saw.
He had this green folder in his hand. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a THP fan or Augusta National, one or the other.
Right. Yeah.
Probably the THP part. We want to know what's in that folder.
Right.
And if news comes out that, which is what I think is coming personally, that Augusta National is going to not allow them into the Masters, I'll know what happened right then and there.
Right. And you were a part of history.
I know. I was like 15 feet away from where they were meeting. I could have crashed that some. Probably not. Probably got out of prison. But
you could have used your tin can and your...
My strength.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Most of those guys there probably appreciate that.
Probably.
But yeah, so at the thing, and I got a picture. I was going to post it on social, but then... it was like, oh, do you really want to be that guy?
Yeah, because you really don't know. It's all speculation.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, the chairman of Augusta National is going to be meeting with the PGA Tour frequently,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, wouldn't you say that that's probably the case? A couple times a year, four times a year, once a month, whatever it is.
I would think so. And so it's not far.
What, the PGA Tour to the hotel?
No.
Oh, you could walk.
No, Augusta is not that far.
No, absolutely not. He's not driving it, though. Well, I can assure you of that.
But he did.
I'm pretty sure he did.
In his Hertz rental.
I'm pretty sure he picked that up wherever they parked that private jet. But I believe something's going to come out sooner rather than later. And I think it all stemmed from that meeting that was there when we were there. So basically, THPers made that happen.
Basically.
That's it for us this week. I want to thank BarkBox for being a part of this and helping us put this on. If you have a dog like this one right here, you can't see him anymore because he's flattened. Go to BarkBox.com/THP golf and get a free month when you subscribe. And don't forget to enter the contest right now. Tell us what this worst segment is and win yourself one of these awesome Mizuno bags right there, except the newer version that looks even better.
Yes, it's cleaner looking, I think.
So for myself and Morgan, thanks for tuning in this week, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.